From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. I'm Kay LaFond. Wind energy projects have often been controversial in Michigan. They've been sited mostly downstate on farmland, but one company wants to put a wind farm in an Upper Peninsula forest, and that's getting some pushback. At 1,979 feet, Mount Arvon is the highest point in Michigan. It's in Launce Township, a four-hour drive west of the Mackinac Bridge. It's quiet at the top, with a view of Lake Superior.
It's not what we'd call a giant mountain, but it is special to us.
Bert Mason moved to this area 5 years ago. He was drawn by forests and recreation. Now, he's fighting what he sees as a threat to the landscape. Renewable Energy Systems is an international corporation. They want to put a wind farm in the forest surrounding Mount Arvon. Mason points to an opening in the trees.
Huron Bay, and one of the proposed alternate sites for a wind turbine is right straight out this way.
49 turbines would be spread across a 28,000-acre site in the Huron Mountains. The company declined a recorded interview, but on its website, it says the turbines and roads would take up less than 1% of the project site, and it says the project would provide tax revenue. But Bert Mason is worried the turbines would damage tourism and the local ecosystem.
Not to mention the loss of the current way of life. They're hunters, they're fishermen, they enjoy this area. I moved to this area because of that.
Mason is the president of Friends of the Huron Mountains. It's a nonprofit dedicated to fighting the wind farm proposal.
I'm not against wind turbines, but it just seems like the wrong area to put them in.
The site used to be mediocre for wind power compared to other places in the country. But new technology and taller turbines have changed that. Still, the project is unique. Most of Michigan's wind development is on farmland. Sarah Mills is a University of Michigan researcher. She studies renewable energy in the state. She says wind energy requires a lot of land. That usually means working with many landowners. But this project site is almost entirely owned by one timber company, Weyerhaeuser.
It's really challenging, like, to get all of those landowners on board. And so I can see the benefit of, you know, finding a single private landowner who is willing to offer up their land for that.
Mills says some communities view wind farms as an opportunity. Others view them as a burden.
Let's try to go to the places that don't see it as a burden first. The challenge is that it's really hard to find those communities where everybody's on board.
The project site is right next to the Keweenaw Indian community. Chris Swartz is the tribal council president. He says the tribe is concerned about turbines on land where it retains treaty rights.
It certainly has the potential to limit the ability for my people to hunt, fish, and gather.
The tribe's natural resource department says the wind farm proposal is close to bat hibernacula, places where bats hibernate. Their yearly surveys show bat populations in the area are already suffering from white nose syndrome. That disease is one of two leading killers of bats globally. The other is wind turbines. Swartz says the tribe is not opposed to renewable energy, but it has passed a formal resolution opposing this project.
I informed my council about it, and they said, you know what, Chris, it sounds like these aren't right for our area.
Because of conflicting zoning laws, Launce Township will get the chance to vote on whether the turbines will be allowed. Bert Mason says most people he's talked to in the area are opposed to the wind farm.
May 7th, we're going to have the referendum. That allows the public to say yay or nay to these zoning changes that have occurred. Either way, the people have spoken at that point.
He says he will accept the voting result. For the Environment Report, I'm Kay LaFond.